other localities like Nassau County already have such databases. They enable officials to knock on doors and encourage the most vulnerable residents to evacuate and provide food and medical care afterwards if they don't. The Bloomberg administration has rejected the idea, saying the lists would become outdated the moment they're created because of how frequently people move. But Speaker Christine Quinn says too many people with special needs were left unattended for too long after Sandy because no one knew where they lived.
Based on our experience, having had any list would have been better than having no list.
A spokesman for the mayor says he doesn't comment on legislation until it comes to a hearing, which is scheduled to take place in 2 weeks. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.